Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case of Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the application, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on any applications. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Yep. I'll have to find your statute here.
Oh.
I didn't put it in the order. Okay. So your governing statutes are: the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Perfect. Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
All right, and we got a little bit of a review in action. We did not have a meeting in August, but we do have our minutes present for July 20th, 2022. Board, have you had an opportunity to review those? And if so, do we have a motion on those?
I'd move to approve them in their current form.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. All right, so we'll begin tonight, and before we do, if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, to stand and please raise your right hand. Okay, do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thank you. You can sit down. Okay. So tonight's public hearing is 22-007V, and we'll begin with the applicant. Please step forward and state your name, please.
Hi, my name is Tatum Roberts, and then Allie and I are both the applicants tonight, but I'll be the one talking to you mostly. Thanks for getting together and taking the time to look at our request.
Okay, I'll read the staff report, and then we'll bring you in here.
I apologize. I got ahead.
You jumped ahead.
Stay
there. Okay.
Yeah, just hang out. Sorry.
So Allison is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020 R1 Density and Dimensional Standards, which are the setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant is seeking a 15-foot front property line setback, which is 10 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowing for the placement of a single-family home 15 feet from the front property line. I believe it's a mobile home. The applicant is requesting a 15-foot property line setback variance to allow the placement of the single-family home due to the placement of the current septic tank and lateral field on the lot. So turning our attention to the screen with the overhead, these are the staff recommendations to the Board of Adjustment. If you would approve case number 2207B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a front setback of 15 feet, allowing placement of a single-family home. Two, residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And three is compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So this is actually Beaver Creek arm that goes north Bull Shoals Lake. So we're all the way at the end of Foxglove Road. I've got the lot highlighted. The property below it to the south is the Corps of Engineers. This is the Beaver Creek Park. So Beaver Creek Drive is the last road to the west, and then I've got this parcel highlighted. As you can see, there was an existing home that's no longer there. I can show you in the photos that are coming up. And there's somewhat the proposed location of that home.
Now, is that at 15 feet?
I did. They had it marked when I went out, and I can't see him in this dirt. Well, you can kind of on this rock pile over here. Somebody had gone out and actually marked where that structure would go, and it was 15 feet from the front property line.
So. Where was it in correlation to what used to be there?
Well, this is pretty much set in the same. I couldn't tell if it was moved forward. Somebody had told me that the old home actually set over the top of the tank, and it looked like it from some of these photos. If you can see the tank lids right here, you can tell that the grass is somewhat dead. Yep. So that old home may have set over the top of that tank. Mm-hmm. But then right here, your white stake, that's the Corps of Engineers. You can see another mark there. So somewhere there in the back is that little lateral field. And then this is the opposite side. I'm on the south side looking back north. And I just took a picture of where that tank sat. And I got to the front, somewhat on the property line, measuring from the center road out and looking at the other factors. And you can see in this dirt, it's been behind this in that gravel where that marked area is. And I believe at that, I would turn it over to our applicant.
If you would go back to the one that showed the placement of the mobile, the one with
like
the,
this?
Yes.
Okay.
That distance, how does it compare with the other houses there? It's about the same distance as the one to the right of it, isn't it?
This one?
Well,
that's even closer.
Right. If you superimpose that trailer where it would go, how do those scale out from the property?
Well, right? Like right in here, that one. Well, let's see. Let's go.
From the center line.
Yeah.
Maybe show us 15 feet on that actual property.
But they're
from
asking
the center
for
line, it's about 32. And then from here, if we go, the property line was about in here. It's going to be about 25.
And the house between them there?
This one?
Yes.
It's 44 to the center of the road.
And the one to the left of it?
It's 42. The one across the street is 43. Of course, then we have an oddball one here that's
real close.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah, okay.
And then on this street, they all set right on the road.
All close.
Yeah, they're all real close.
Are any of the other homes that are on that street a mobile home?
Well, we can just take a peek here. So I think this is an A-frame. This one's a double wide. Here you can see where that home set in there. And I'll change the view. These are single family homes. I'm not sure if this is a double wide. There's a single wide. That one could be a double wide. There's a single wide with an addition. Mm-hmm. It's a mixture. Here's a single wide.
I was just wondering about their access. You know, is the mm-hmm. front door facing the street versus facing the side?
So, are y'all the one that had the previous mobile home removed, or is it already gone?
We had it removed, yes. It wasn't it was her dad's home initially before he passed away, but we had it scrapped out of there.
Okay. Yeah. So, can you tell us what kind of distance difference there is versus the old one versus the potential new one from the street?
So we didn't measure it. I want to say it looked pretty. I mean, I feel like it's back because it's so. It was at single wide, and then we bought a double wide. And his did sit back a little further because it was on top of the septic tank. So I'm not 100% sure. And I didn't even know setbacks existed when we started this process. So it's not anything I was really taking into consideration.
Sure.
But I would say it was similar. But I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay.
From this side view, it looks like part of the roof sticks into some of the trees there to there. But from the overhead, it's hard to really
see. That's the previous mobile that was there before.
And it looks like it's right in here. So the previous mobile to the center of the road is 32.
It seemed like, from what I remember from being out in that area, it seems like it's a mixed bag of nuts on where everything's located. I mean, that whole area is kind of, some are close and some are far, kind of like what you showed us. And each street seems to be that way.
Do I remember that the present one would measure out at about 35?
How long is the new home? Do you know? I don't remember if we had your measurements in the new home.
I want to say that it's 40 by 60 feet total. Or maybe with the trailer hitch, it might be like 62 feet or something. I want to say that. I didn't bring the paperwork on the home today, though.
And this one looks like it was a 65. 65 foot.
Sometimes those little wides are a little shorter, yeah.
So it may be farther from the road than that one was, probably.
There's a good chance of that, actually.
Probably going to be, in all probability, this one will not be as close.
So I'd say it wouldn't surprise me if the double wide is shorter, just wider. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't have anything in question about the side setback, right? It's just this front setback.
No, it was just the front.
Just the front. Okay, good.
And I'm assuming, are we maxing out that back? Just out of curiosity, that looks like there's a shed on the property. If that shed weren't there, could you set it back further if it were where the shed was, or no?
You know, we didn't look at that measurement because we had just put a bunch of money into the shed because of previous plans that we had. Like, we did flooring, insulation, all that, so tearing it down wasn't really a thought in our head. So I'm not positive. Yeah, I'm not positive, to be honest with you.
How far are we from the back right now, Scott? Is there even room to push back?
Well, it'd be getting on your lateral lines.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah, your lateral lines are getting away.
So here's the, it's 12 or 14 feet to that septic tank lid, and the laterals, it slopes north to south.
Yeah.
So those laterals have to be in this little green patch you're looking at behind the shed, maybe under the shed,
Okay, you guys have any more questions for her? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody else who would like to speak on behalf or opposing this project?
Yeah. My name is Bud Zimmerman. I've lived out there for 24 years at two different places, so I know a little bit about what's out there. And I'm listening to you guys talk about the center of the road. That road is not centered in the county property. You can't go by that. There are stakes out there along where the lot lines divide. That property, their flags are probably about 4 feet ahead of that. to where they should be. And